Hey everybody, it's Sam with Daily Sports Betting Overtime, and we are doing the evening baseball games for Wednesday, September 15th, 2021. Let's start out with 6:35, which is coming up soon, Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. Guys, we've got to go with Cincinnati here. Although I'm worried, they're a little shaky. Let's go with them on the money line at minus 135 and under 9 at minus 115. Then we've got two games at 7:05. First game up is Chicago Cubs at Philadelphia. Guys, I've got to take my Phillies. We're going to go on the run line, -1.5 runs, even money. And again, we've got them staying under 9 at minus 115. Second game at 7:05 is the New York Yankees at Camden Yards in Baltimore. Guys, we've stayed off Baltimore all year. We're definitely going to try that again. I know Baltimore's been picking it up some, trying to prove that they need to stay on the team, but still taking the Yankees on the run line, -1.5 runs at minus 115. I think both these teams stay under 10 at minus 115. We got one game at 7:10, and that is St. Louis at the New York Mets. Guys, I feel like the Mets, they don't have much to play for, and I think St. Louis comes in ready to handle them. I'm going to take them on the money line for them just to win. I like their pitching going in tonight at plus 150. And we're going to have them again stay under 8, even money. Now, the Mets, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, maybe the next game, which is Atlanta. Check the weather before you place the bets. I placed mine about 45 minutes ago, and looks like there's rain in the forecast in some of these northeast cities. So really watch the weather, watch how the wind's blowing. 7:20, we got Colorado at Atlanta. Gonna take Atlanta, but I am aware wind, rain may kick up from the latest, I think it downgraded to a tropical storm before it actually hit land. So just watch out for that. But I'm going to take Atlanta on the run line, -1.5 runs at -105. Now, if this game gets going, players start worrying about other things. Start worrying if they're going to slide. Is the rain happening? What about the base pass? What about the bases? And everything. I think if they don't have that in their mind, they go over 8.5 at minus 120. These guys are supposed to be professional baseball players. So let's go over. 7:40, we've got Cleveland going to Minnesota. Guys, I'm going to choose Minnesota tonight. I know it's rare for me to choose the Twins at home, but I'm going to take them on the money line only at minus 110, going under 9, even money. At 8:05, we've got Houston at Texas. Are these two playing series after series after series against each other? Seems like they're always playing, just like it seems like, luckily it's not happening tonight, but it seems like Arizona and Seattle are always playing. But anyway, tonight at 8:05, we're taking Houston. on the run line, -1.5 at -125. And then both these teams should go over 9, even money. We got two games tonight at 8:10. The first is the Los Angeles Angels at the Chicago White Sox. Guys, the White Sox are playing for seeding to not be part of the wild card, all of that. We're going to take the White Sox tonight. The Angels, they fell apart. Right around the All-Star break. Before, after, doesn't matter. But around the All-Star break, they've went downhill. Let's go with the White Sox, who need the wins in order to keep their leads. So let's go with them. -1.5 runs on the run line at -115. I think they go over 9.5, even money. Last game at 8:10 is Oakland at Kansas City. I know a lot of the talking heads, a lot of handicappers, are choosing KC tonight. Look at the starting pitcher for Oakland. Look at the batting averages of the Kansas City players against the pitching, the defense of the A's. I have to take the A's. We're going on the run line. -1.5 at +127. I think they stay under 8.5, though, due to pitching and defense of both teams. And I got that one even money. We got 9:45. We've got San Diego at San Francisco. San Francisco clinched the other night. They're going to be in the playoffs no matter what. San Diego is still fighting. I don't know that they have a chance. Let's just go. San Francisco needs to shut the door on them tonight. Let's take them on the money line, -110. And then let's go under 8.5 runs at -115. Last game of the night is 10-10, Arizona at the Los Angeles Dodgers. Guys, how can you not have a Dodger dog and pick the Dodgers? We're going to take them on the run line at -1.5 runs at -170. And then I think they go over 8 tonight at -110. You heard me pause there, and I thought about bringing it up right there, and I thought, no. Middle of the game, talk about it afterwards. It was just released, I think 3 hours ago maybe. The Los Angeles County, you have to show proof of your vaccine on your card. You have to present it for indoor restaurants, bars, and concerts, and outdoor sports. So I did not read or write down what date this starts, but it's going to affect the LA Dodgers and who comes to the games. So there's your 22 picks in Major League Baseball for the evening session of games. Wish you guys the best of luck. Please bet responsibly. Next episode up is going to go over the soccer picks in MLS, American Soccer. We're going to have 16 picks there. So, guys, you've got to bet responsibly. I know a lot of you like to play on college football and NFL. If you're going to be doing that, you have to save your money or lower the units you bet. Do not be betting any more than what you can afford. Guys, if you think you have a problem, or someone close to you feels like you have a problem, stop. Call 1-800-GAMBLER answer their questions as honestly as possible so they can make the appropriate referral that you need in order to get the help, support, and guidance that they can give you in your local area. Wish you the best of luck on anything you watch or you bet on tonight. I will talk to you soon, and I will see you somewhere down the road.